The word today is heaven. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. God dwells in heaven with His holy angels. There are many teachings about heaven in the Bible. One chapter in particular that tells us much about heaven is John chapter 14. Here to share some thoughts about this passage is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Heaven.
As we talk about heaven, we want to remember that people have been curious about where is heaven and will heaven actually be where earth presently is after the earth has been cleansed, so to speak, and refined by God. Will heaven actually be here where the earth presently is, or will it be a different place? You know, a lot of people get concerned about questions like, what about those that have passed away, those that have died physically? Their bodies are buried here on earth and their spirit is with God. If the person died as a believer, their spirit is with God. If a person died as an unbeliever, still died in their sins without forgiveness, then of course, obviously, the spirit is not going to be with God. And on Resurrection Day, on Judgment Day, when the bodies are raised from the dead, the separation will take place between the believers who are going to be going with their glorified body to be with God in heaven, and the unbelievers who with their resurrected body will go to hell and be joined with their spirit in hell because they had not accepted Christ's salvation and had not believed in him as their personal savior. So you have only those two alternatives. At Judgment Day, the resurrection of the bodies that are in the tombs, in the graves, or cremated, or one way or another, were separated from the spirit, will be joined to the spirit of the person, the believer in heaven, the unbeliever in hell. And so those are the only two alternatives. There is no purgatory. There is no middle ground. That was stated by some Christians, you know, as an attempt to find a solution to some of the questions regarding eternity, but it is not a biblical teaching. It is not found in God's Word. So when you talk about heaven, let's begin with the thought that it is to be a comforting thought. Heaven is to be a comforting thought. It is the dwelling where Christ is, where God is. And when we talk about the ascension of Jesus, when he ascended into heaven after his resurrection, he is with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. So true God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is where heaven is. Now, it's not important to try and figure that out geographically, as though it's up north or it's down south or whatever. You know, this is just nonsense. It's wherever God wants it to be. And people get all mixed up and confused about saying, well, where is that person's soul from the time that it dies here on earth until the time of Judgment Day? Well, first of all, you're dealing with a concept there that is divine. It is the concept of time. Now, there is no time with God. God is eternal. And therefore, there is no time difference, let's say, between when a person dies and when Judgment Day is. It's totally in God's hands. You can't identify or answer some of those questions, which obviously are unanswerable. It's in God's hands, in God's timing, so to speak, even though with God there is no time. God simply created time for us to be able here on earth to know the day and the evening and the morning and the evening are one day and so on, just for our own benefit here on earth. But in heaven, there is no time. That's why it's called eternal, the absence of time. It'll be forever without end. One of the things that I believe God intends heaven to be for those of us here on earth that want to talk about heaven and want to think about going to heaven is that it is to be a comfort. It is the abode, the dwelling place of God, and also where God has the angels. You know, I'm talking, of course, about the good angels, those that serve God. The evil angels are at work with Satan. Now, God tells us, and a good place to look for this is in the 14th chapter of John. You know, the Gospel of John is such a beautiful piece of writing. I just hope that I can urge you to take a look at John. You know, the emphasis on the Gospel of John is especially on the deity of Jesus, to show us that Christ is true God. In fact, over and over and over again, John refers to this. In fact, let me just give you a couple good examples of this. In the 6th chapter of John, he says, "I am the bread of life." He's referring there to the fact that Christ is the power of life, true life, the bread of life. "I am the light of the world," that's in John 8. "I am the gate," he's talking about the gate of the sheepfold. That's John 10. "I am the good shepherd," that's also John 10. "I am the resurrection and the life," that's in John 11. You can see almost chapter after chapter, "I am the way and the truth and the life," that's in John 14. "I am the vine, you are the branches," that's John 15. You can just go through the Gospel of John like that and see all the references to the deity of Jesus. It is a beautiful, beautiful gospel, and it is intended to give us a great deal of comfort in our hearts and trust in the deity of Jesus. In fact, if you take a look at the opening verses of the 14th chapter of John, you will see there, he begins, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me," Jesus is speaking. "Peace I leave with you, for my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." You know, the world gives and then takes away. Jesus says, we as God here, we as the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, do not give to you that way. Like we're there with you 1 second and then we're gone again, and we have given you faith and then we take it away again. That's not at all the way God gives. God gives in a way that is to comfort us and to console us and to convince us in our faith that he is true and he is real and he will never leave us. In fact, that whole beginning entrance into the 14th chapter of John, verses 2 and 3, for instance, are all about the fact that he is preparing a place for us. He talks about it in an analogy of a house. He says, "There are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you." He said, "I'm telling you exactly the way heaven is. It is as if it's a big home, and I'm preparing a place for you. And I go and prepare a place for you. I will come back and take you to be with me, so that where I am, you may be also." What an enormous comfort that is, to know that heaven is being prepared for us. And as I already indicated to you, these opening verses all the way from verse 1 all the way, well, you can take the entire chapter for that matter, is just filled with comforting words. So when you're talking about heaven and when you're talking about the place where God dwells and where the angels dwell, you know, there are a lot of Bible verses here. You could look at Matthew 6 verse 9, for instance. And as long as you're going to the Gospel of Matthew, you might as well go to Matthew, the 18th chapter, the second part of verse 10 in Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 10. Matthew 18, verse 10. The second part of the verse deals with that. And it is the place where God dwells. Heaven is therefore where God is. And the preparation that is being made there is for us when we too one day eternally will be with God in heaven. You know, in the talking about Matthew here, let's stick with that for a second. In the 13th chapter of Matthew, Matthew 13, there are seven parables. And these seven parables describe the kingdom of God, or we could say heaven. which means that the earthly stories that are being told there, the parables, give us an insight into what heaven is all about. As a matter of fact, those parables are so beautiful. Let's just take a moment here while we're thinking of heaven to look at these. The first is the parable of the weeds. The reference to the Son of Man in verse 37 does not deny the deity of Jesus. Some religious groups try to say that this means Jesus is not true God. That's so ridiculous. The Son of Man is an Old Testament phrase that refers to the deity of Jesus. That's the way he was referred to. You see, in the early church, way, way, way back, there were people that had trouble believing that God could take on human nature. They thought that would be lowering God so much that he would never take on human nature. And the fact that the human nature of Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, is added to the deity of Jesus, that he is both God and man, is confessed here in these words, Son of Man and Son of God. He is both God and man. This is a reference to the deity of Jesus. It's just the opposite, in fact, of what those that want to deny his deity are saying. Well, the parable, there's another parable here in Matthew 13, these seven parables, I think should be given some time and some interest. I don't have much time left today to cover them, but take a look at these seven parables. They are a definition, an earthly way of describing what heaven is. Heaven is for our joy and for the hope that we share because of the forgiveness Jesus has given us, that we now will spend eternity with him without end. There is no death in heaven. So heaven is something to be looked for and to be joyful about. And we all who believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior will spend eternity with God in heaven. It'll be without end.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Go. We are commanded to go forth into the world proclaiming the good news. This booklet talks about the great commission Christians have been given to reach the world with the good news of God's love. So write today for your free copy of Go. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.